Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a lovely full studio today for the AFS Exchange Program. I have Tim, our AFS volunteer and coordinator here, Abhi from India, Chara from Italy, and Georgie from Georgia. If I mispronounce names, I tried my best, and you can shame me later. It's fair. But oh my gosh, goodness, thank you all for coming in this morning on this quite chilly winter morning to tell me and the rest of Sitka a little bit about how it's been in Sitka so far. I guess to start with, so the AFS Exchange Program is bringing you, as we can hear, from quite literally all over the globe here to little old Sitka by the sea. You've been here for about 5 months so far. So, I guess, Georgia, we'll start with you. How has life in Sitka been here so far?
It's been really good. I enjoy it every day. The weather is so far really good for me because I like snow and I like winter and all those winter spirit. The nature itself is really amazing. And people itself make this place even better. Because that's what matters at the end of the day. People that live in a place and the community and my host family, they're really nice people. And I'm glad that I'm here.
Awesome. That's good to hear a positive response. Chara, how about you? You're coming in from Italy. I'm not sure whereabouts in Italy. So how does the weather compare in here? How has it been coming into a Sitka winter?
It's good. It's just a little more cold here, but it's good. I'm happy to be here. I really like the snow, so yeah.
It's good. I'm glad it's a positive experience. Yeah. How has it been being in the Sitka school district so far? How has it been integrating in, mixing in with the school here, with life, with other students?
It's good. Yeah, also because I do sports at school, so yeah, I can stay more with the other students, so yeah, it's good.
Awesome. Yeah, sports being a good way to meet other people. Mm-hmm. That instant connection with that love of sports. Absolutely. And Abhi, you are one that you're saying the snow has been probably the biggest difference between here and home.
Yeah, because like in my locality, the temperature is like not quite as cold as Sitka, but it's a really good and nice experience for me because this is for the first time I am experiencing snow, ice, mountain all together.
So while the rest of us are like cursing it because we have to, we're slipping and sliding on our way to work, you're enjoying it because
I'm enjoying a lot because with my host family, I'm like doing some snow work, going with my host brother for the sledding kind of thing. Yeah, so it's really nice.
Oh, that makes me going out when I'm brushing snow off my car. Like, oh, this kid's, think about how magical this actually is. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. How has it been in integrating in with the school district? How has it been fitting in with the school year? How's it been so far?
Yeah, so the school is like really nice and the teachers are really, really very supportive. And talking about friends, in the starting only I got so many friends because my brother has so many friends, so I got so many friends in the bonus only.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I like mix with so many other students like playing in the gym period, and yeah, it's really nice.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to see so many smiling faces with this. So when you were first, when you were back home, you know, probably, I'm guessing over a year ago is when this whole application process started to be a part of the AFS Exchange. What was the inspiration? What first inspired you, encouraged you to apply for this exchange program? Was there a single event? Or was this something that you were always interested in trying to do, to get away from home and try something completely new?
So, like, I left my home at the age of 11 only, and I'm currently studying in a residential school in India. So in that school, there are, like, students from the whole country. So we have experienced so many other cultures from our own country only. So if the, like, experience of our own culture in the same country is, like, really nice, then going out and getting experience of new culture will be like really nice. So that was one of the motivation, and some of my teachers also motivated me to like apply for this program because, yeah, it's really a nice experience to be there.
Even from 11 years old to have, so you, this is like obviously a bigger step from going to a school away from home in India. This is quite a bigger step away from India, but it kind of makes sense in that progression of your life of these bigger steps away for a bigger expansion of experience. Amazing. How about the rest of you? What was that experience, or was there any particular moment that inspired you to be a part of this AFS exchange?
Do the exchange year. That's an experience that I always wanted to do. So yeah,
it was just—it's just like that itch, kind of that inspiration, always in the back of your mind that this is something that needs to happen.
Yes.
Excellent, Georgie. How about you?
I just wanted to explore the world because when you go outside of your country, you see a lot of different things. That and you learn a lot of things from the people, and I also wanted to get out of my comfort zone because it's so easy to be like at one place and just hang around there. Mm-hmm. And so, in case that I wanted to like learn more, experience more around the world, I should have applied for the program. And I think this place is really good for all these experiences and all this learning, life learning lessons, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying before we went on air that definitely surprised me is that when you apply for the AFS exchange, you're applying just to be a part of the exchange program. You don't necessarily have any say or control into where exactly that exchange will take you. So how far before the exchange started did you learn that you'll be coming to Sitka, Alaska? And I guess what was your initial response, I mean, good or bad or somewhere in between? What was that initial response to, oh, this is where I'll be going for the next year of my life? I guess either any of you, if you have that first reaction.
I've always lived in a big city, in the capital city of Georgia. Or millions of people live there. So the thing that I wanted when it comes to an exchange program, I wanted like a small town or small city where people are like packed together. So I could like learn more about the community itself. Because when you live in a big city, it's hard to like get to know like a lot of people. Mm. And you see like different faces every day. But here in this town, like if you go to school and then grocery store, you see the same people there and you get to be friends with them easily. Mm-hmm. And you get to communicate and like form friendships like easily. Mm-hmm. Than you would do in a big city. So I would say that living here and like the AFS chose this place for me, it's really good. And it really matches my energy and spirit. So I think I'm glad for that.
All right. It checked a box that you had of like trying that small town experience. Well, it's definitely a close-knit, isolated small town. We definitely got that covered. How about you two? What was that first reaction to learning you'd be coming here to Sitka, Alaska?
I was happy because I think it's more important the people you find here than the place. And also I come from a little town, so it's not too different. So
that's nice. So even so far away, there's that kind of a sense of familiarity of having a small town feel. That's nice to have. Avi, how about you? Like, what was the experience?
The population is like really a difference because in my locality the time like the population is around 18,000 to 19,000.
Oh gosh.
And here it's like 8,000 to 9,000. So so it was a really a good difference. But here the people are like very friendly and good and experiencing a new culture and new experience. So thanks to FS and thanks to my program.
I'm glad it worked out well for you guys. And you're only halfway through. And I know it's definitely a tricky thing. At least I have to get used to it every year of the fact that it gets so gosh darn dark in the winter. It'll get better. The lights will get the light will return, but it is a fun thing about, I guess, winter in Sitka is everyone does kind of turn inwards and becomes a lot more community focused. So that is a kind of a good time of year to come in if you really get to know the community at this time of year. And I guess with the community kind of reaching out and connecting with each other, Tim, you are a volunteer with AFS, and are you you're here to basically kind of give a pitch to folks who might be interested or be good host families.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, thank you for letting us come and share the stories of the great three kids we have here this year. AFS has a long history in Sitka because of a very dedicated core of volunteers. But the real heroes and what makes AFS possible in Sitka is the devotion of the host families. The host families, they open their homes, they invite these kids into their homes, and basically they take them as their own. They treat them as their own. And we are currently recruiting for families for this spring and also for next fall. So if anybody's interested in the AFS program or would like to host, please give me a call. My number is 623-7057. And these three kids will be making presentations on Tuesday at the library. Mm-hmm. So at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, they're going to talk a little bit about their families and their lives and their countries, and they'll have slides and a presentation. So I'm please encourage you to come and meet the kids we have here this year and talk to some of us about maybe hosting yourself. You would not regret it.
Wonderful. Well, goodness, we are got distracted with talking with all of you. We're just about out of time this morning. Thank you for coming in and giving us a little preview of how your life in Sitka has been so far. And yeah, for folks who are interested in hearing more about you, about where you're coming from, since you're learning about Sitka, we'd love to learn more about where all of you are calling home. That will be at the Sitka Public Library on Tuesday at 6 p.m. That's December 16th. Abby, Tiara, Georgie, and Tim, thank you all for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure having you.